Good morning, everybody. We hope you're having a good day right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Right now, it is 7:43, and we do have in studio today from the city of Coffeyville, we have the city manager, Mark Hall. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
All right, and it's great to be here.
Absolutely. It's a little cold outside, but it's like 24 degrees. Yeah, it's just a bit nippy out there. Be sure to have your coat on before you head out today, as it is pretty cold. Well, Mr. Hall, lots of things going on here with the city commission today. So let's go ahead and get started with it.
The consent agenda, there's been some special meetings, but there's appropriation, and that's our vouchers or bills that we have to pay. Of course, we've explained in the past, this is a high number, but it's largely due to our electric costs. So, and we're going to the commission, we'll set a meeting for December 30th as our last meeting. Our normal meeting would fall on Christmas Eve. And we know there probably wouldn't be a lot of attendance.
No, it'd be rather low attendance.
So they will move the 24th meeting to the 30th. And that way we'll get usually the last meeting is housekeeping.
Right.
Just ending the year and wishing everybody. It's
usually a pretty short meeting anyway.
Yes, yes. And then we move on to the regular agenda. Montgomery County Action Council will come give us a quarterly report, end of the year report. Then the chamber will also do that give the commission. There will be for the commission consideration will be an application for a water utility. It's a revolving loan through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, KDHE. And what that is the first item, and these will all be related. There's four. That is for a SCADA system, and SCADA stands for Supervisory Control Data Acquisition System. And that's just a nice way of putting computer and technology.
Software and stuff
yes,
like
that. Yes, that's it. And that allows different parts of the plant and the meters and these things, especially the plant, to communicate on what's going on. So the next item relates to that. There will be one for the water and one for wastewater. And then there's also additional, which will be applied to our meter system. And all these relate. There's four items that all relate to the cities which we look at in 2020. We'll be replacing water meters. We will upgrade the water and wastewater plants with this SCADA system. And the electric department, electric will get new meters, electric meters. And then we will have, it's AMI. And what that does, it'll allow us to, it's a fixed read where we can actually, in the future, be able to read our entire system without physically having to go look at the meter.
Right. So it's going to be one of those systems where the all the meters are going to be replaced in town, I'm guessing. And that way, if there's an issue with the meter, that can be looked at centrally instead of sending somebody out there to look at it. And then if something needs to be fixed, then you can send somebody out there.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's an upgrade to our system. And then we move on to, there's not any old business, new business. It is approving the Planning Commission applications of Jeff McLeod and Max Williams. And Jeff has served one term, and he would like to serve another. And that'll be for commission consideration. And then Max Williams. Max has served two terms, and we do the commission for a third term, which he has applied for, has to approve that for a third term. So that'll be up. Then we'll move to, and it's a resolution for a lease agreement on the abandoned concrete apron out at the airport for storage. There currently is a company now that is storing some pipe. If you see some activity, it's, we no longer use this apron, but there's a lease agreement, and that way it protects the city and protects them, but is more of a formality and something that FAA would require. But they're just storing temporarily some pipe out there.
Okay.
And then we move to, this is a approving the agreement for the International Association of Firefighters, Local 265, the IAFF, and that's for commission consideration, and that's basically approving and going forward with the union contract.
So again, so just a few new things, not a whole lot. I mean, again, it says on the agenda, no old business. This is all new business. So what time is the meeting tonight, and where is it located at?
It's at 6:30. It's at City Hall. And if you need assistance, if you'll go to the east side of the building, there's a ramp that goes down to a single door. That will be open. If you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see the elevators. And the elevators will, you can go to the second floor. And the commission room is on the second floor. Doors will be open, and we welcome everybody. And even though it's a little cold, we like to see you. So the meeting starts at 6:30. And you're always welcome.
And people, like you said, the public is welcome to come. And are people allowed to like ask questions about certain things? Or because I'm pretty sure every meeting you get a few questions from people about this, about that, about this, and those get addressed most of the time. Correct?
You bet. We have comments from citizens and allowed to come up. There is some certain rules, but if you'd like to talk to the commission, that's a time. If not, if it's an agenda item, the public is always welcome to speak at that time when it comes up on the agenda.
So good things here at the Coffeyville City Commission meeting tonight at 6:30 here in Coffeyville. So be sure to get on over there. We'll have somebody over there covering the meeting tonight as well. So, Mr. Hall, I thank you very much for coming in today.
Yeah, it's great.
And if I do not see you again, which I don't think I will before Christmas, I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas, sir.
Yes, and very Merry Christmas to all the citizens of Coffeyville. And I want to reach out and thank everybody for the parade.
Oh, yeah, it was a great parade.
I've never seen so much candy in my life. It is. It's wonderful. There's a new Christmas tree if you haven't been downtown.
It's beautiful.
And even though it's artificial, the plans are that it will grow.
There you go.
So,
and it is beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, it looks great, especially at night when it's lit up. Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely beautiful to look at.
So,
and that was what was great about the parade. It was at night, so all the lights you see going through downtown. It was so great to see that. It was an awesome parade to go to.
And I will let everyone know that in January, you will see in a project, weather permitting, is the electric department, so I'm going to shout out to them. There's a lighting project that will be undergoing by the electric, and that is to replace the old lights downtown. You can see some of the new ones around the fountain.
Right.
But it'll replace those old ones, and that'll be a new look.
Make it nice and bright down there.
Yes. A lot of improvements going on, and staff is working hard to close out 2019 and getting prepared for a big 2020.
Absolutely. And it is fast approaching, for sure, the year 2020, fast approaching. Well, Mr. All, again, I thank you very much for coming in today, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and you do too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.